Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team and get details online. Wanted to get into this article from Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. He's got five NFL futures bets for us to lock in on before the season starts.
All right, I haven't looked at these, so these are going to be brand new to me.
All right, we'll just start at the top. He likes the Bucs to win the NFC South, and you can get that at plus 100 or better.
Mm-hmm. So even money.
He says this is an easy one. The Bucs are poised to clinch their fifth consecutive NFC South title. They're the only team in the division expected to be above average, according to the implied power ratings derived from the preseason point spreads released in May.
I mean, when you look at their division, do you expect anything from the Saints?
Certainly not.
I mean,
no.
Carolina, are they going to make a huge
deal? It'd just be the Falcons.
Are the only team I think could challenge
huge
them.
Huge to win the division.
Carolina could make a huge jump. They have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL.
Wow, I'd be surprised. And then Atlanta.
And remember, their quarterback played a lot better towards the end.
He made strides.
People were like bailing on him, and then he became pretty decent towards the end of the season.
But for them to unseat Tampa,
I think it's a long shot, but
yeah,
it's not like Tampa won 14 games last year. They won 10, and it came down. Didn't it come down to the last game to get into the playoffs last year for Tampa?
I don't recall for Tampa, but
I think they got in based on the last week.
But they've got all 11 starters back from last season. They add Emeka Egbuka to the offense. I mean, that offense could be scary with Baker Mayfield, with all the weapons that he's got. He's got Evans. He's got Godwin. He's got McMillan in year two, I believe, and Egbuka. Like, that is a loaded offense. Down there
they went out
Tampa.
And got Hassan Reddick to add to the defense. So right. I would like that. It would be, I'd probably would take the Falcons just because they'd be plus money.
Yep.
But I mean, are the Falcons on the plus side?
I'm guessing they're probably, plus 150 or plus 160.
All right. It didn't come down to the last week because the Falcons finished 8-9, but I think there was a brief moment before Washington gave the Falcons the business where the Falcons were atop the NFC South. Mm-hmm. So it did kind of go down on the wire.
I don't know. I like it. So far, I'm in.
So
I'm
he's
in
got the
it.
Bucks at plus 100. His second pick is for the Denver Broncos to win the AFC West at plus 245 or better. Neil says he's bullish on Denver, not only to win the division, but to go over 9.5 wins and as a flyer to win the Super Bowl. However, the divisional futures bet appears to be the best value play.
It's an anti-Chiefs bet. Are you betting against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Well, that's why you're getting plus 245 or better, because the Chiefs are obviously the favorite in that division.
Why am I expecting the Chiefs to fall off? Give me reasons of things.
I guess
that
you would say that they got lucky last year. They won a lot of games I mean, they were fortunate to win a couple games, right? There was more like missed couple. Field goals more. And just blocked yeah. field goals at the end of games. They won at the end.
They won a lot of games by less than a
there
touchdown.
There should be some negative regression coming their way.
Yeah.
If things play out.
And they lost the Super Bowl. A lot of teams that lose the Super Bowl have a horrible year the next year.
All right. I just think that this team's too veteran. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Neil says at the bottom of you know the last paragraph in this section, the biggest hurdle for Denver is obviously the Chiefs, who have dominated the AFC West with 9 consecutive titles. That's why the price for the Broncos to win is what it is.
What is the price? Plus what do you say?
Plus 245 or better.
To win the division?
Yes.
I see plus 340.
That's the or better, I guess. Yeah.
Well, and by the way, the Falcons were plus 230, not plus 160. So
yeah.
Falcons might be a good bet.
I don't know. I would bet on Kansas City.
Kansas yeah. City had 11 wins last season where they were trailing.
Yeah.
Including 5 fourth quarter
comebacks.
What
about the Chargers in the West? In Harbaugh's second year.
They could be a threat,
I think
too.
It's another one easily that could thwart
yeah.
Denver.
I mean, they've got a running back now. They've got a couple, actually.
But until proven otherwise, I am going to kind of bow down to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Until proven otherwise.
It's hard to bet against them.
Yeah.
I mean, they've won 9 consecutive division titles.
As much as I was a champion of all of these quarterbacks, as none of them being particular busts, I'm not convinced that Bo Nix is just going to be like a 10-year starter and just, you know, repeatedly take the team to the playoffs.
All right, Neil's third bet here is for the Ravens to win fewer than 11.5 games. That's at minus 110 or better. He points out that the Ravens' early season sched is challenging, including matchups against the Bills, Lions, and Chiefs in the first 4 weeks. The Ravens haven't won at Kansas City since their Super Bowl season back in 2012, and Lamar Jackson is 0-3 at Arrowhead. Based on the implied power ratings for these teams, there's a 53% chance the Ravens start the season 2-2 or worse.
Toss up that they start 2-2.
Yeah.
Not saying Bills, 93%. He's at 53%.
The Bills, they open up at Buffalo. Is that a Monday night game or is that a Sunday night game?
I think it's Sunday night.
Sunday night game.
Yeah. Sunday night game.
And I'm not in the business
Browns
of
winner.
The Ravens.
Browns easy winner week 2. Lions, I mean, that's going to be challenging, but it's at home. And then that's at the Chiefs. That's a tough first month, no doubt.
I'm just not, as long as Lamar's healthy and Derrick Henry and those guys, it's hard for me to bet against them.
His fourth bet is for the Cincinnati Bengals to miss the playoffs. And he's getting this at plus 115 or better.
Wow.
Says the Bengals have missed the playoffs in consecutive seasons, finishing 9-8 in both 2023 and 2024.
I officially hate this one.
You're not a fan of this one?
No. Officially hate this one.
Neil points out
because you think the Bengals will make the playoffs?
Yes, correct.
What's their schedule strength?
Well, he says the schedule's challenging. They play 6 teams in 8 games that are expected to be above average. 5 of those games on the road. Notably,
weren't they hoard too with like a short break between primetime games?
Well, they have a Thanksgiving night game on the road against the Ravens.
They play the Bears on the 26th of October, and then they play at Miami on the 30th of October.
Right.
Yeah.
They got
hoard.
That's tough. But
they need to win a game at the beginning of the year because Zach Taylor in September has a horrific record as a head coach.
In fact, what is their number to make the playoffs?
I'll tell you right now.
I'll just bet it.
To make the playoffs.
You're just betting the Bengals blind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are all blind. I mean,
all right.
I think.
Ready?
Yeah.
To make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Bengals currently are minus 176.
Exactly.
So almost 1-2.
Yeah, I'm with the book on this one. In fact, I won't bet that because I don't think that's a great bet, but I agree with the sentiment.
You know what Washington is?
To make the playoffs?
Ooh. Just to make the playoffs.
I'm going to guess minus 160.
It'll be hard, man.
Lower.
Minus 125. Ding.
Yeah, I can't. It's pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
I don't know.
Not a lot of faith out there.
I mean, but I think we're going to be fine. What I picked up, like 11 wins, probably got a little ahead of my skis there a little bit, but over my skis. I think Philly will be hard to see them drop off. Detroit, I don't think Detroit's going to win 15 games, but they'll probably win 12 or more. Tampa, I think, was a no-brainer to probably go. I guess, is everyone just saying the Rams have reloaded and they're resurgent? Is that what sort of the conventional wisdom is?
I remember almost every year half these teams that make the playoffs
right.
drop
so,
off. I'm that's giving, a little aggressive. It's not
the,
half.
I'm giving the division leaders the nod. And then below that, I think we're in the mix for a wild card. So, you know.
All right, the last of the bets here is...
I think they're in the mix to win the division.
These are the longest odds. He has Jared Goff to be named MVP.
Oh, I hate that.
At plus 2,500 or better.
I just don't like Jared Goff.
He points out a quarterback has won the MVP award each of the last 12 seasons, not just any quarterback. In each of those seasons, the winner played for a team that was its conference's number one or number two seed. According to the latest betting odds, the most likely conference winners are the Eagles, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, and Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Each of the starting quarterbacks of those teams have MVP odds of plus 1,700 or shorter, except for Goff, who is listed at plus 3,000
all right,
at
so
some
he's still,
shops.
It's just based on it's a great odds.
It's,
okay.
it's great value.
Yes. Because I think I would bet on Josh Allen. I mean, there's a lot of guys I'd bet on before.
Right.
You're still getting good numbers on all those other guys.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but 3,100 is... That's a big plus.
Has Josh Allen won league MVP before?
Won last year.
He won last year.
Won last year. Yeah.
And in fact, it wasn't as close as people thought. I just saw a story that somehow the accounting firm botched it.
You're kidding.
No, but it was just like one missed ballot. It didn't affect it, but...
Yeah, but that's one of those things where they're supposed to be like perfect.
Yeah.
Now it makes you question the NBA draft lottery.
JD is the fifth favorite to win the MVP.
Jaden Daniels is?
Fifth.
I wouldn't bet on him to win the MVP.
It's good to be top five preseason.
Yeah. So what are the odds then?
Plus 850.
Ooh. Might have to make a small wager.
It's Lamar at +5, uh-huh. Allen at +6, Mahomes at +6, Burrow at +6, and then JD at plus 850.
You know what? This is kind of – do people talk about this? Is this kind of like a golden age? These guys, those top five, six guys, those are beasts.
They're hoffers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know we always have kind of good quarterbacks, but I remember there was supposed to be a time where there was like a dearth, you know, post Brady and Manning, et cetera. That's already been.
There's a lot of hand wringing about. Oh, one, yeah. Drew Brees retires. You know, who's going to step into the void?
The top four are ridiculous. And then if you throw Jaden Daniels in there, I mean, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. And who am I missing?
Lamar.
Those four.
They throw in Jalen. I mean, he had a resurgent year last year. I mean, no one talks about Dak, but there are times, like every other year, Dak puts up incredible numbers.
Back to golf, he finished fifth last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was the fourth quarterback.
Yeah.
Because it was Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff. So, for a smart money play... You know, throw a few shekels.
Yeah. And Neil closes with saying, some analysts are down on Detroit, which lost both of its coordinators, and on Goff, but they shouldn't be. Despite the unexpected retirement of Frank Ragnow from the offensive line, the Lions' offense remains formidable with Pro Bowl talent in running back Jahmyr Gibbs and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Right. Jameson
Williams emerged last year as a number two threat behind Amon-Ra as well.
I'm just waiting for Goff to turn into a pumpkin. He did against us in the playoffs, but like
we'll see what happens with Ben Johnson. I mean, if you think about that game, Ben Johnson got a little too cute when he had Jameson Williams pass the ball.
Yeah, I mean that was an idiotic play.
That was just dumb.
That was one of Sanders Still's picks.
That's Ben Johnson saying I'm smarter than everybody.
Yep.
Jameson Williams trick play, which he took to the house too, but it was like he was trying to show off everything in his bag,
mm-hmm.
auditioning
for his next gig.
Yeah.
I would like to, again, we touched on this a little bit. I wish I was better at math or that I need to figure out three or four MVP bets. It could kind of like narrow it down to these three guys I think are going to win it. And then, they're going to be a winner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're getting such good numbers. Like, if you put Lamar, Josh Allen, and give me one other guy, and you put $100 on each.
Yeah.
Jaden.
As long as one of them wins.
You're going to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But, you know, an outsider could come in.
If the fourth guy wins, you're
right,
done.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But who would be your top three? If you had to bet on three MVP guys, you put Lamar, Josh, and then.
Probably
Mahomes.
Burrow.
Probably.
Burrow over Mahomes?
I don't know.
Yeah, Mahomes. I'm sleeping.
Maybe you just do the top four.
Oh, they do four.
Yeah, maybe do the top four.
I mean,
four
how is one of those guys not going to win MVP?
Derrick Henry has 20 touchdowns, maybe?
What if Goff has a huge... Yeah, what if Barkley puts up another 2,000 yards and they finally give it to our RB?
But he didn't even do it.
I know. I'm just wondering if he'll get more votes if he does it again.
Barkley cannot... He cannot duplicate that.
No,
season.
Because he's on the cover of Madden, so he's probably going to get hurt in week 6.
I can't see him.
But, Eric, you're spending $300.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're spending $300.
Right.
To win 500, so
well,
you're
that's
cutting,
if my lowest one hits.
I know, so you're cutting yourself. You're spending 300 for a profit of 2,
right?
Basically,
yeah. But if I thought I was guaranteed,
I know, but you have a 5-1, a 6-1, and then what was Burrow 9-1,
mm-hmm. No,
8.5-1.
I think he was also 6.
Listen, I know it never works. I always do it with golf bets, and I always lose.
I know, but
an outsider
I know, but what I'm
in.
Saying is you're spending that much money and then
to win very little. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But if you're what you do is you hope your longest shot hits it.
Yeah, but your longest shot's
it's
only
6-1.
6-1.
That's what Burrow is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow are all equal.
Yeah. All right, I guess it's not worth it.
You'd have to throw in.
I thought some of those were like, the ones we were talking about were like plus 1,500.
No, you'd have to throw in, well, it depends on where you're looking, but you throw in a Herbert or throwing in a Goff or throwing in, you know, Jaden. Right. You have to hit on one of those guys.
Right.
And Jaden doesn't pay out that much.
No.
Right. All right. You convinced me. I'm out.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later in the show, we'll be joined by Andy Johnson, founder of the Fried Egg and the Shotgun Start podcast. He's going to join us coming up at 9 a.m. here on The Junks. So I'm ahead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Heading out to Vegas in less than a month at this point. So this story definitely caught my eye yesterday. YouTuber killed in shooting on Las Vegas live stream, right on the strip.
Yeah, Drabby.
Right outside of the Bellagio.
Drabby showed me the clip yesterday, and I had to walk away from it. It was too graphic. It was unbelievable.
So the guy's name is, his YouTube name is Finny the Legend, was gunned down alongside his partner, and it stemmed from a social media beef.
So they're sitting there, they're just arguing, and like a million people all around them.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I don't know who pulls it out first. They start shooting at each other right on the street.
What was the beef about?
It just stemmed back from like social media rivalry, I guess. Like they had,
no, I know, but argued.
I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know the particulars.
The shooter's name is Manuel Ruiz, 41 years old. He turned himself into police hours after the shooting.
What an idiot.
With the cops issuing a statement, quote, "At this point, we believe we have the suspect identified and that this is an isolated incident. Knowing that the suspect and the victim had previously engaged in some type of conflict using a variety of social media platforms."
Oh, they're fighting about copyright infringement.
So, I mean, you're gonna beef on YouTube or Twitter, and then it's just going to lead to like gunfire on the Vegas Strip?
Right in front of hundreds.
I mean, that's actually a bizarre story.
Actually, millions since it was on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean,
YouTube.
It's unbelievable. And when you watch it, it's literally unbelievable. And you even see a woman there who's reacting to it, and she's reacting way too casually, but her eyes are like, she turns around, her eyes are like bugged out.
Yeah.
And I think, well, that's a remarkably still casual. They're shooting at each other.
And he was live. Get out of there. He was live streaming it as it happened. Yeah, it like, I mean, unfolded in real time.
The level of intelligence there is zero.
Oh, of course.
Zero. Maybe negative.
Well, he's 200. The dude is psychotic.
From all these guys.
Yeah.
I think did they both pull weapons at each other?
That I don't know.
It was almost like I think it was just the one guy just started shooting an unarmed person.
Yeah, I think he just attacked him. He ambushed him.
Manny shot Finny the Legend and his wife, both of them right there.
Unarmed.
I'm pretty sure his wife is the one talking to him.
It's unbelievable.
And she died as
they're
well.
They're both killed.
Yeah. She's screaming, "Oh my God," and walks over to him, and then she shoots her too.
Is that the woman that's in?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, that's this girl.
Yeah, that's just a horrible
story.
It's
a wild, wild
thing. That's the final moment of her life right
there. That's terrible.
It's a horrifying
video. Terrifying.
The one that turns to the camera with her bug eyes, that's the wife?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Oh, wow. And then, wow, I didn't see that.
Her name's Bubbly, I believe. At least that was her social media name.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm. Well, I mean.
And he was looking, and this Manny guy was looking for him the day before. He spent the whole day driving Vegas. Saying he's going to meet his biggest fan.
Yeah, he was filming himself doing it.
Well, it's just insane behavior.
Deranged, psychotic person. Well, he's going
to jail
the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah. More than unless they should put him in the electric chair.
He's just an idiot.
I mean, no regard for human life. Unbelievable.
Well, one thing most of our brains don't work that way. You're so obsessed with your YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And keeping your YouTube, because I guess Manny or Finny the Legend guy was checking him and getting him banned, basically, or suspended him. They were suspending each other, cattletailing on each other. I don't know. So they were pissing each other off. But you're so obsessed with your YouTube and your fame and your income and everything you got from that, what you're trying to build, that you're just going to shoot someone on the strip and think you're going to walk away?
Right, you're going to murder two people and think you're going to get
you're
away
go
with that?
I think it's like you're going to go back to your microphone, back at your
They're just
your
so
studio?
Locked in, they're not thinking of consequences.
And it's somebody that doesn't have a governor on his brain. Yeah. So I'm reading that Finny the Legend was a reaction YouTuber. So most of his videos, he's reacting and commenting on other people's content.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Manny, was upset that Finny the Legend is commenting and using his platform to get bigger.
Right.
And Manny obviously has a screw loose.
Right. He's an unstable
individual.
And
is so
individual.
Freaked out that somebody is using his platform to get bigger, he ends up murdering him.
They just don't think about the repercussions.
They're not thinking about consequences.
He did it while he was live streaming. In one of the biggest tourist destinations in the world,
probably
an IQ of
500
zero.
But he might have something sick in his brain where he believes, you know, he's going to get famous.
Yeah,
which he is getting famous for doing this.
He's wired incorrectly.
Willing to end his life by going down and with some weird level of fame.
So you think he thought?
I don't know.
I mean, you're throwing out a possibility that he thought, "All right, I'm going to ruin the rest of my life, but it's going to be worth it because I'm going to be famous."
Maybe.
No, I just think he's
a lot of these like school shooters. They just want to get famous.
Right, because they're effed up in the head.
But this was rage. This was a
personal
beef.
I think it's more
beef.
Rage. Yeah. It's more like you're caught in the moment and you're in a rage and you can't control what you're doing. And But the thing
there's a level of premeditation when you're streaming it.
The problem
it
is it's like a 2-day rage.
I think streaming it, that's second nature now. Like they feel like they have to put everything out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's not unusual.
Right. Yeah. And if he's like what Drab said, if he's so concerned, if this is his like source of income and his livelihood, and if this person is constantly messing with it, I'm not saying it's right, but in his warped mind, he thinks this person is
he's already ruined my life.
Yeah,
anyway.
He's ruining my life. I can't make an income because this is my, this is my source right here.
All right, so let's go to jail for the rest of my life. So that's what he doesn't think about.
That's a solution.
Right. Well, he's
pissed off at the guy so much that he's going to kill and take him out, and he's not thinking about what his life's going to be for the next 70 years.
Well, just like when people get fired from a company, they need to be escorted out by security because basically their life is ruined.
And they think
it's the same.
This is a 48-hour thing, though.
He was simmering on this. Well, it was a stewing in the background.
It was a long time beef. I mean, Finney had been saying that this Manny guy is mentally unstable.
Well, he was right.
So they were they were just talking.
Ultimately, he was right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's horrible.
And he snapped.
It's horrible. It's kind of like the Gilbert situation we talked about a couple days ago. Gil just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and didn't realize that he was that crazy, that Crittenden could actually just act on an impulse, which eventually he did. Luckily, not for Gilbert, but it's terrifying stuff, man.
You know, they caught the Grant Hardin dude, the Ozarks escapee.
Did catch him?
Caught him.
He looked all skinny and hurting. He looked hurting.
Well, when you're on the run and you're eating anything, people's leftovers.
I'm not sure he was
trash.
Eating much. Like, he was just in the forest. And
he looked like the cops wouldn't tell you where they caught him.
Okay.
But he looked like he was in the forest.
12-day manhunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're on the run for 12 days, like you're not getting 3 square meals a day.
No, he wasn't.
Not working out.
No.
Not playing pickles.
That's what I said. I said it's just a matter of time because everybody in the world knows what you look like.
Sure.
Just a matter of time.
So many bug bites.
All the bug bites.
He looked terrible.
I'd rather be in jail.
You think at that point you thought I'd rather just
go. You understand, we were playing at the Purple Heart Open last week, and we hit 2 or 3 holes where we were overrun with bugs. And luckily, somebody had some like bug spray in the cart.
Of course I had bug spray.
He was prepared.
It's a veteran move.
But like, could you imagine just being deep into the like Arkansas wilderness? How many bugs and critters there are you got to avoid?
Just beetles all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, jail is so much better than that.
Mosquito stings.
Yeah.
But now jail's just going to be ramped up and even worse, right? Once you've already escaped.
He's probably going in solitary.
You're
going to
be like by yourself. You're going to get like no freedom. Probably can't even go to the library. Well, like
he's a scumbag, so he deserves all of that. I mean, he was in jail for murder and rape.
I understand.
Yeah. Like, please put him in the worst conditions. Yeah,
he's going to be living in the hole.
Yeah.
Yes, put him in the hole.
I understand, but from his perspective, what are you doing? Like,
well, he's a piece of garbage criminal.
Yeah.
He's the lowest on the social ladder.
Well, what's shocking about him too is he also was like a police chief or something. Yeah, he was like a sheriff and something.
He was a chief. Podunk town in Arkansas.
But still, like, it's crazy.
You know what he is? He's a loser. That guy is a giant loser.
I agree.
He's going to die in a hole by himself.
You should just kill him now. Just end all the, why keep paying to feed him? Why fatten him up?
This is the cheeriest segment of the junks today.
Yeah, well, those are big stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the big donk in the white chick we talked about a couple days ago where she blew her brains out? Remember?
Yeah.
Did that donk, is he looking at like...
Hold on, I'm not tracking with the story.
The prison guard.
The guy
remember I called her Angela White, but it was like Vicky White or something.
Okay, yeah.
She wasn't a prison guard. She just worked at the prison. She probably worked in the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
maybe
know
she
what
wasn't a guard, but she wore a uniform and she worked in the prison.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't a guard, though, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he escaped with her because she got him out. But
in
prison.
They were lovers. And they were on the lam for a couple weeks, and they crashed the car. She blew her brains out. And they said he was just like a serial, just crazy man.
Much respect to people that like prison guards and wardens, people that work inside. Yeah. I mean, I saw a video, I think it was a prison in Virginia, where like a couple of guards were walking by an inmate and they got three steps past and the inmate pulls a shiv out and starts stabbing the dude in the neck. Yeah. Just like walking through the middle of the prison.
Unbelievable.
Fun place to be.
Got to keep your head on a swivel, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working inside of a prison.
Right.
Scary.
Have they caught all of the New Orleans?
I don't know. I think there I think there's two guys still out there.
Two out of the ten.
Two guys still evading the authorities.
Yeah. They keep arresting people who knew them.
Okay.
That helped them get out.
Right.
Or that are housing them, but I think they still have two to find. I think.
I remember when I first got out of college, and this is 35 years. I mean, I'm so old. This is such a long time
ago.
We're
so washed.
Yeah, I mean, it's sober. But when I first got out of college, this was back when, you know, maybe we were just dumb, but you would like look in the paper for classified ads, right? That's you'd look for jobs.
Sure.
Like literally the unemployment section.
Yeah.
Right? Like nobody to understand. Like if you're a kid today, like you'd look at me like an alien.
Yeah.
But like that's what you did. You would look. And then you would send your resume.
LinkedIn for the 80s.
It was all LinkedIn.
Late 80s.
You'd go and you would look and there would be maybe some career opportunities. You would send your resume out.
Yeah.
One of them I sent my resume out was to like the PG County something. And it was, I don't know if it was like Department of Corrections. I don't know what the hell it was. But you would show up and it was like at the courthouse. And it was like, I thought, oh, this is great. It's a government job. You get a pension.
Yeah. Benny's.
You know, yeah. I had nothing going on.
You wanted to be a bailiff?
Yeah. No, I didn't want it. I wanted a job. I wanted some effing money because I had nothing. So hold on. So I it was like, oh, government thing. I was like, oh, that's a good gig. You know, lock me in. It was to work the overnight shift where they bring in all the donks that they arrest.
Okay, they're processing them?
Yeah, and they're like, you got to deal with some, can you handle it? And I was not a good interviewer, and I'm like, I don't know, what does that mean?
Yeah,
like,
what does that entail?
You know, I was like, and they were like, well, you
what
know.
What does my job description say?
You know, it might be, there'll be a lot of drunks, there'll be a lot of people that, you know, there'll be some violent assaults.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable? And I went, I don't know.
Like, I could have told him you couldn't handle it.
Like, I was mowing greens too low at Glendale Country Club. I don't know if this is the next step.
He's the only guy in the history of waiters who had to go through training who asked for an extra day.
Hey, he just wanted to be prepared. It was a big menu.
Well, then he tapped out because he said it was too hairy. I always remember that phrase. It's like, you're not going to work at Jasper's anymore? It's like too hairy.
I wasn't comfortable. It's like a 35-page menu. My head was spinning.
That's a big one.
When I grew up, we went to Wendy's and went to McDonald's. We never went to real restaurants. We literally never went to real restaurants.
It gets very uncomfortable on the air.
I can't believe you got rejected from a corrections officer type job. I
mean, it was like,
you drop out of seventh grade, they give you those jobs.
It was an overnight shift, which was a little bit hurting, right?
And you would have hated that.
Yeah. I would have hated it. And I just couldn't fake my enthusiasm. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of hurting.
Sounds dangerous.
You know, I worked with convicts, right?
I did not. I didn't know when I worked,
when
I worked at
the Parks and Rec.
Yeah, when I worked at Bachman Sports Complex,
okay,
doing all the baseball, softball fields and maintenance.
Those guys
there.
Like doing their time or something?
No, it was a women's correctional facility.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right next to the softball field.
Were they any hotties?
What do you think?
So, hotties? I'm
yeah,
sure.
Sometimes. Hotties. Hey, sometimes
could be one.
Doubtful.
There'd be some decent lookers if it was like a DUI.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, for like white collar crime.
But 99.9% of the time, it was the most white trash Glen Burnie woman you'd ever seen in your life.
Right.
And they would get, so each day that they worked at the facility where they're clean, scrubbing toilets, like mopping floors and just doing some of the worst jobs you ever could dream of in your life, they got a day off their sentence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
And plus, some of them just want to be outside after being cooped up at the correctional facility all day.
Of course.
They used to taunt all the other people in the jail, too, like waving to them while they're outside.
I'm out of here. Did my time.
We would sell them packs of Newports for $15.
It's a great bit. Doing prison trade through the fence.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever like respond to ads in the paper, the employment ads or unemployment ads, whatever they were?
I don't think I ever did
that.
You
never did?
That's how I got my first job.
I think that's how I got my first job too when I worked at the research.
Used to be a thing.
Yeah. I mailed my resume.
You would look at the newspaper. I don't think I mailed my resume. I think I I think I saw it in the newspaper, and then I went to the Dutch Pantry, which was Nubs' fake IHOP, you know, and I became a dishwasher.
No, when I worked at the Research Institute, I mailed in my resume, and then I had an interview. They said I was a terrible interviewer. But they needed somebody.
They gave me the job.
Desperate. And literally, one of the girls that was the research assistant said she basically gave me the job because I was so-called cute. But I bit my nails.
Favoritism.
They said I bit my nails.
You still do.
Through the interview.
That's probably not a great look.
Yeah.
How about Kitty City? Did you have a tough interview? Two of our guys have worked at Toys Place. I'm just saying.
Come on. I worked at the Mount Everest. He worked at a little anthill. I mean, come on. Lionel, Kitty City.
Right. Now you guys are bragging?
No, I mean, come on.
About which toy
I
place?
I worked at the one seed, okay? If I'm going to brag about working at a toy store, I worked at the
summer job. Yeah, I had a summer job at Pizza Hut.
I would actually say yours might be more damning. E-Beats did it for a summer job.
Yeah, I know. I did it out of college.
You did it as a profession.
Yeah, I know. I did. 4.5 years. Punted my 401k.
At least mine
too.
Was just a summer. Like, knocked out a summer.
If it wasn't for the junks, you would have ended up just being a general manager.
I have no idea.
I have an idea.
Probably would have died of lung cancer. I'd probably be dead already.
He would be going to work right now with short sleeves and a tie.
He'd so have distraught. A giraffe on his tie.
Yeah, I might. Problem is, they went out of business.
Well, then you buy.
You'd have scrambled.
He probably ended up at KB Toys.
TJ Maxx.
All the toy stores.
If you had been at TJ Maxx, I'd have been jealous.
Probably
for all
discount.
Of your residential, commercial, cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs, do what I always do, all the boys do. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You've lived through enough swampy DC summers now to know that if your AC's not ready, you could be in a whole heap of trouble. When things are heating up, make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So the NBA draft is approaching at the end of June. It's just a couple weeks away. So rumors, of course, are flying about trades and deals, teams that want to move up, teams that want to deal players. Bill Simmons thinks that Kevin Durant is basically already in a new home, just hasn't been announced yet. Now, he's guessing here. He doesn't sound like he has a lot of concrete information. But he thinks that Kevin Durant could be signed, sealed, and delivered to the Spurs. Mm. His quote is, "I wouldn't be surprised if KD to the Spurs is done already and they just haven't announced it," Simmons said on Monday's episode of his self-titled podcast. Like, they've agreed on the specifics and they'll just announce it the week of the draft.
I've lost a little of my respect for Kevin Durant. And it's just that he hasn't affected the last couple teams in terms of winning.
Just been a mercenary at this point?
It's not so much that he's a mercenary. It's that he's a great offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best in the history of the game. But shouldn't have Phoenix been better with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal?
Is it all on Durant?
Of course it's not all on him. But he went to Brooklyn. They created a super team. And that just flamed out.
I mean, you brought up Bradley Beal. Like, he has another year left on his deal.
$58 million
I think next year is like $53 million
Yeah.
And then the following season, he has a player option for $57 million. You think he's not going to pick up that player option?
Of course
option?
He is, because no one's going to give him any more
He
than
is
that.
Due $110 million over the next two seasons. Hmm. And he's a shell of what he was here in Washington. Like, he doesn't play nearly as many minutes. His scoring is way down. Like, I know that...
Is he just injured? Is that what it is? He just got bad knees?
I think he's broken down, yeah.
Kudos again to Will Dawkins for moving that poisonous contract off the books.
So if you
I don't think he gets enough credit
for that. How many teams now has Durant played for? Six?
It's a lot, man.
He's played I think four. OKC, Golden State, Brooklyn, and Phoenix.
Oh, it's only been four.
So, but the next one will be five.
All right, so next
if he joins another team.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. I just don't. I look at it and I remember Brooklyn. I'd have to go back and look at it. They had one year where, remember in the playoffs, he had his foot on the line on a 3-point shot. And I think that had if his foot wasn't on the line, I think they would have advanced in the playoffs. And
it
maybe
was
the game
seven went. Against the Bucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're kind of unfortunate there. Did the Bucks win the championship that year? I'd have to go back and look at it. But overall, what I'm saying is his teams haven't been in the NBA Finals these last 6 years. They created that super team, and I know he had injuries. Kyrie had injuries. Who was the third part of that team in Brooklyn? They all ended up getting bounced.
James Harden.
Then they have Harden.
And James Harden, yes. They created a super team, and that was a dud.
Yeah.
And then they do the same thing in Phoenix, and it just hasn't worked out. So like, he's a splashy name to add to a team. I just don't think it makes you a champion, necessarily.
Well, I mean.
Keep building around.
He's in year
Wemby
18.
With younger players. There was an interesting thing. Wemby was in. Where was Wemby? I saw this picture of Wemby where he was going. He looked like a monk.
Oh, he shaves his head as part of a 10-day Shaolin monk retreat in China.
There you go.
So what does that mean? You go over in there and you just...
He's going and getting Zen over in China.
I know this. He's the tallest monk.
Oh, he's definitely the tallest monk.
Right.
Apparently the Clippers are very interested in Durant. The Mavericks are interested, if you just believe the reports.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
The Knicks are interested.
I mean, would you prefer Kevin Durant or Cooper Flagg at this point?
Well, I mean, they're going to draft Flagg either
way.
Why
would that be one or the other?
Yeah, it's not going to be one or the other.
It's just most of the reports say it's got to be one or the other. That's what I've seen.
No. The Spurs are not trading the number 2 overall pick for Kevin Durant.
No.
They're trading the 14th pick.
That would be impossible.
No, he was talking about the Mavs.
The Mavs aren't trading the number 1 pick.
The Mavs are not trading number 1 for old-ass Kevin Durant.
I agree.
So they could get both of them.
They could, yeah. And with Kyrie out, maybe they like a third scorer, but we'll see. But I don't know. I mean, he's in year 18.
He's still a great
offensive player. He's a really good
player.
Shooter, of course. His numbers, you know, if you look at him, are really good. But maybe that's
Spurs could be really good. If you have Wemby, you have De'Aaron Fox, you have Castle, who just won Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. You're going to draft probably Dylan Harper, number two overall.
God, it still Durant. Tells me they have the number two pick.
Like, that is I don't a loaded, like that. That's a quickly loaded team.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hate to be the wet blanket to always bring it up, but aren't you somewhat embarrassed by the NBA Finals? Like, there have been moments where it's been really exciting. The end of game one was awesome. But, like, the possession to possession, it's just brutal. They dribble around, launch threes, miss it, get their own rebound, I mean, dribble
the
around,
the Pacers had a bad game, too.
It's impossible to watch. It's not like a celebration of the game, as far as I'm concerned. It's just...
I think the playoffs have been pretty good.
I don't know.
It's much more physical than the regular season.
Aren't you... your SGA shoots mid-range jumpers nonstop.
I don't mind SGA.
I think
SGA.
You're misdiagnosing some of it.
I don't mind SGA. I'm not saying they're all, but by and large, from on the whole, it just looks like sloppy basketball to me. It's like I'm watching a sloppy product. Like, I just think back to, now again, I'm old, so maybe it's time for me to just hang it up. But, like, Showtime Lakers and Magic and the fast breaks and, you know, the great passes, I don't see any of that.
It's a different game.
It's a totally different game. Yeah. Exactly. It's just gross.
Well, remember all the turnovers that the Pacers had in game one in the first half?
They had 20. 18 to 20 turnovers in the first half. Yeah. I mean, I watch this, and I'm like, this is embarrassing basketball. Yeah, sure, I like what Gilgeous Alexander does.
You might have to go back and watch old school grainy highlights.
But on the whole, I'm watching it like an old man shaking a stick, and I'm like, this sucks. This sucks, man. There's individual moments of greatness. I mean, these guys, their range is unreal, but just this desperation to just launch a three at any moment, anytime you get your hands free.
Well, dude, it's just a different game.
I know. I just think it's embarrassing.
I mean, look at what
look at what
each team averages offensively in terms of points now compared to 20 years ago.
I know. I'm aware.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's
it's 140 to 130 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we grew up, it was 99 to 87 or something or whatever. But it's just, I don't know.
If you look at the last game overall, I mean, I think maybe you were impatient because OKC shot 49% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pacers shot 45% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible.
It's just not. It's just sloppy.
I mean, if
it
you go back, actually, critically, you think that this is worse than when the Knicks were in the finals and the games were like 86-82.
I kind of like that ball.
You
better.
Loved watching.
I
that.
Love that. I like.
I
that.
Did too. Yeah,
you
I
loved
the
possessions.
But the
better.
Shooting.
I like the possessions better. These guys are great shooters. I get it. They have an unbelievable range. You know, from the smallest guy to the 7'5" guy, it's crazy their range.
Yeah, I mean,
but the
point guard through center shoots
they
threes.
All shoot threes. You know, it's just like a race to shoot as many threes as you can. It's a game. I get it. I'm not stupid.
1993, there was a couple guys shooting threes.
Yeah, it was just different. I just liked it better. I don't know. I guess I'm an old fart. It's time for me to exit. Time for me to punch out, Kate.
It sounds like it might be.
Think about it. There, in game two of the NBA Finals this year, when the Thunder won by 16, there were 76 three-point attempts. 76.
Yeah, and they're not all great. They're just the wild looks.
Think about that. 76 threes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're, on whole, much better shooters. I mean, if you look at the league average of three-point percentages, it's not that much different than even some of the years 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say they're great shooters in the sense that their range is unbelievable, and you know, it's wild. What these
it's definitely
guys
everybody
do.
Everybody can shoot, and that didn't used to be the case.
Yeah,
but they're still missing a ton of three pointers.
They just miss a ton of shots. It's just sloppy to me.
Yeah, but if you go back and look, I'm trying to punch up a box score. All right, here's Game 7 Finals when the Rockets beat the Knicks. Okay, famously, Starks was 2-for-18 from the field.
Okay, yeah, that was.
But
like
you can also go back and look at just the shooting wasn't. And this is when they're not taking all those threes and they're missing all those shots.
I just like the possessions better. I like them better.
You like a post up game?
Like it's more organized.
An old school
style. It was more organized.
Pining for the old.
Well,
days.
You also you knew all the players because you followed them, not just in college, but you followed them in the pros.
Of course.
And a lot of these guys, you kind of lose track.
That's a separate issue, though. That's a separate issue.
I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon was 10-for-25 in that game. Fine. But
you're picking one game.
Well, just as an example, you're picking one game.
I know you didn't watch.
You didn't watch the first round, the second round, third round. You checked in for a half.
No, I'm not
of
saying
a
this
Pacers
is an
OKC game.
I'm saying this is an example of the. I just think it's been this way for 10 years, getting worse.
I'll say this:
quality of play is getting worse.
The ending of the game one of the NBA Finals was awesome to watch.
I agree.
Indiana hanging around, and they hit how
but
they
I
do
watched
it.
The first
they
three
hit a couple big threes.
Well, pretty awful.
Okay.
It was a great ending. I stipulated
if,
that.
If Dan Marley was playing now, he'd be attempting 10 to 12 to maybe 15 threes a game.
Probably.
In game one of the 1993 NBA Finals, when the Bulls beat the Suns, 100-92,
yeah,
there were a total of 15 three-point attempts.
Yeah,
it's just Marley different. Took four.
But what were the shooting percentages? Like overall, I'm saying it's probably pretty similar.
The shooting percentages were, you know.
I just like the style better.
45%?
53%
for
Chicago? I just
like the defense. Defense is still an afterthought. It's picked up. It's still an afterthought in the playoffs.
But all right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.